If you love America, you're among friends here. ConservativeNationRadio.org.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Women Patriots on ConservativeNationRadio.org. You're listening to Brenda Ward and Barbara Buffing. I'm glad you could join us tonight. We're just going to shoot the breeze about anything and everything. So if you'd like to call in and join in on the discussion, the number is 718-305-7176. You're more than welcome to join us. And I don't know that I really have a rant today, but I was just kind of cruising the headlines, and there's this just kind of jumped out at me from 41 minutes ago. There's an IRS worker in Cincinnati and says that the Tea Party Group's tax forms originated in his Cincinnati IRS office and not in Washington. Yeah, and who's lining his pocket, I'd like to say, because that's a bunch of hooey, and we all know it. Crazy. Crazy, because they got to cover their butts. But we all know it didn't originate in Cincinnati, and I'd like to know who got to this man and what they threatened him with for him to actually come up to say that. So, interesting headline I just kind of picked up on and thought, really? Really? How stupid do they think we are? And that's pretty stupid, a lot of these people. So, anyhow. Hi, Barbara.
Hello. How are you? Well, I'm doing okay. I'd do a little better if my power would come back on.
Yeah.
I kind of like Not like I don't like not having my computer when we're on the air, but at least we can make a phone call. And yes, everybody, I paid my power bill. We're having a storm here. Just in case anybody was thinking. But yeah, that Cincinnati guy. Yeah. I wonder, you know, is he going to be the next director of the IRS over there?
Probably. Yeah, he's been either promised something or threatened, you know?
Yeah, so. I mean, they have 20 people saying, yeah, it came from Washington, and one lone person saying it didn't.
Yeah.
Really?
Well, see, but see, he's a Tea Party conservative Republican, so that makes it all right. So, I mean, what won't they try?
Well, think about it, Brenda. What's going to happen is we'll Google his name, we'll find out who he is, and we'll find out he's a Democrat who's been supporting Obama for the past umpteen years.
Yeah. Whoa.
Because that's what happens with everyone. You know, they get somebody to say something stupid like that, and then we find out who they really are.
Right.
You know,
absolutely.
It's like, they think we were born at night, and we may have been born at night, but it wasn't last night.
That's for sure. That is absolutely for sure. And I had last week, you know, at the end of the show, I wanted to kind of tell you about a show I was watching when I was in Canada. Actually, there were two good shows that I watched when I was in Canada. But the one was about and I don't know, I don't remember if it was a true story or not, but it was about, you know, after Nazi Germany and this guy walks out. It just kind of starts out with this one guy. He walks out and he sees a man, and it automatically starts triggering memories. And it turns out that he was a soldier with an American unit, and they had surrendered to a Nazi unit, and you know, figuring they'd be treated like prisoners of war and then released. And this Nazi guy shot them all dead. Actually,
wow.
Chased him into a field and shot him dead. Okay, and he remembered all this. Well, that's not the ethical thing in the story. The ethical thing in the story is where the spy agency actually sent their man, because this Nazi was getting death threats, and so they sent their man over there to investigate it. Well, now the United States found out they had this man, and they wanted him, you know, because he had killed American soldiers. And so the agency in Britain made it look like he was killed in a bomb and car crash, so they could, because they thought the information that he was giving them was much better than actually him being justice for the murder of 26 Americans. It was kind of a neat show, you know, about how the government was overreaching itself, all in the name of the greater good. And also in that same movie, there was like a commissioner, and this man came in and was complaining because he had sold land to the government, his family farm, the contract saying that he could buy it back for market value at the end of the war, you know, because he was trying to do his part in the war. Well, then he went to buy it back, and they were saying it was worth double what he had sold it to them for. And it turns out that the next guy up, you know, the head of the commission, wanted to keep that land to grow food because they needed food. And the government needed to provide food. So for the greater good, he had somebody doctor the books. And so it was a great movie with a lot of ethical, you know, things, and the people who turned them in, and, you know, how they were feeling, and, you know, did they do the right thing? And great movie. And it just brought to mind so many things that are going on in our government, you know, and the cover-ups and the lies and the mistreatment of public funds, you know.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking when you were saying that. Sounds just like what's going on now.
Yeah, yeah. So it's been going on for a long time. But, you know, it's just today it's so much worse than what it's ever been, you know.
Yeah. You know how I describe it? And I, what I've been thinking, I describe what's going on because I know it's been going on forever. And it's like, you ever have a pimple that finally comes to a head and then it spews crap out?
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly what it's doing now.
Yeah.
You know, because
yeah.
It's been going on for a long time and now it's come to a head and we the people have had it.
Right.
And we're not going to take it anymore.
And we're still fighting because they still don't get it, you know, with this immigration. Oh, the Senate rejects the border fence. 700 miles.
Please.
And on Tuesday, they rejected the 700 miles of double-tier border fencing Congress authorized just 7 years ago.
I know.
You know why?
And who was our wonderful little Republicans?
Marco Rubio,
decided,
because apparently he liked Bill better.
Yep. They said
like
two
really.
Democrats voted for it and three voted against it. Three Republicans voted against it and two Democrats voted for it.
I think that's what I read. 54 to 39, two Democrats voted.
So I'm glad we're finding out about Rubio now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, this man, there's no way. And then John McCain's, we should leave that to the best judgment of the Border Patrol. And yet they've taken their budget and they've taken people off the border and told them to stand down. Yet we're going to leave it to Border Patrol to judge whether they need more fences. The corruption that is going on in Washington It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. And then minutes after the border fence, they voted to weaken current laws that require the government to have biometric checks, such as fingerprint or eye scans, for every visitor to the United States, which was a recommendation of the 9/11 Commission. It's too expensive. Yeah, but we can pay for Obama to go to Africa because, gee, we got to go to Africa. That's important for the President of the United States to go to Africa.
Oh, they're bringing the family and they're going to take a vacation. Might as well. It ain't their time. No, Congress.
Crazy.
See, and that's what really gets me mad. Congress has to stop crap like that.
Well, they should.
They really won't need to. Exactly.
They won't. And that's the problem. And that's why we had this big IRS thing against the Tea Parties, because the Tea Party, like Senator Cruz, are people who
love Senator Cruz.
I love Senator Cruz, yes. I don't know that he's technically eligible to be president. I don't know. Maybe Hilda could tell us that, or Hilda, next week when she's gone. But, you know, I do like the man. He does stand up to them all like he's supposed to, you know.
Yes,
so,
he's my favorite wacko bird.
He's a wacko bird, and I'm wacko right around with him. Because he wants to stand by the Constitution. It's like crazy.
And that's what really we've got to get this country back to, that, because it has just gone so far, so long, so far away from it that it's going to be hard. I mean, we're trying now,
hard.
And then we have a lot of people in the House that are with us, and we've got to get rid of Bonehead. People in Ohio.
Boehner, bringing up things to vote that are against what the majority of Republicans want. Who does he think he is?
You know,
who does
my
he
husband
think
said,
he is?
My,
I really want
my
to know.
My husband said he heard that they're gonna, that he's gonna pass this the immigration bill.
Oh, he probably will. Yeah, he's going to bring it to the floor for a vote, which is, you know, they play their games. But he is against the majority of the Republicans because he's been there too long. And we need term limits and get these career politicians out of there. I'm tired of them taking our money and blowing it. And I'm tired of them wanting to ruin our country all in the name of the greater good. Let's go back and talk about Atlas Shrugged. Great book and movie if you haven't read it.
I have seen it.
Unbelievable. You know, just unbelievable that, you know, that's our voice in the House. You know, it shouldn't be.
And that's what gets me so mad is, like, we the people, you know, and I don't know how many people call Congress. I know that a lot of people on Facebook, they do, and a lot of us that are activists do, but how many just sit back and say, oh, you know, I'm not going to do anything, I'm not going to get involved because my voice isn't going to count? Well, if you're listening, people, and you don't think your voice is going to count, it will, because the more that keep doing it, the more they're going to listen. Was it Dick Durbin the other day talking about this immigration stuff? I think it was him. It was the day before I went on vacation, so I was in vacation mode and kind of forgot. But he was saying how this girl came to his office, somebody came to his office afterwards, after hours, because she couldn't be seen. She was afraid she'd get arrested. Please, you know what? I don't understand what part of illegal these people don't understand.
I don't know. And then we have the Congressional Budget Office coming out, the non-partisan, you know, budget office for Congress, which I don't trust any of them, saying that this immigration bill will cut federal budget deficits over the long term. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And
yeah.
How do you figure with that many more people here?
Yeah, and yeah, right. I'm really going with that. And how is that supposed to work? We don't have jobs for the people we got.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas the Heritage Foundation said that it will cost taxpayers $6.3 trillion. I'm going with that. I just don't see what they, you know, how they think it's going to actually. This is just all propaganda being fed to the people, so they'll try to accept this illegal, unconstitutional immigration. You know,
right.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
So they're just crazy. If reforming our immigration is a benefit for our economy. No, it's not. Not until you secure the borders, because they're just going to keep coming, because they get rewarded for breaking the law. If you break the law in this country, you get to go to jails and have all the medical. You can have a sex change if you're put in prison, and you can have all the medical care you want, while our seniors do without, because
exactly.
Criminals are rewarded in this country and our society today, and that is wrong, wrong, and wrong. And
yeah.
I am so sick and tired of it. I am just sick and tired of it. And as you know, Barbara, my son graduated from high school.
And congratulations.
Yeah. But and they have, you know, Fort Wayne Community Schools. It's the largest school corporation in Fort Wayne. And the superintendent is, you know, she's a black woman, okay? And she goes, she has to give a speech at all the graduations. But she gets up there and talks about how racism is alive and well. And I'm thinking, you're a black woman in charge of our largest corporate school system. And you're going to sit up there and talk about racism? You know, racism is alive and well because they want special privileges, and they're making people mad because it's not equality, and it's not right, and it's not fair. And it just about made me ill having to listen to
her. I would have said something. I would have been sitting in my seat going, this woman's nuts. She's the racist bringing this mess up.
Oh yeah, she was actually principal at one of the schools when my kids were there, and she favored the black kids over the white kids. It was really ridiculous. But our friendly local Republican spokesman Duke Brooks calls himself a paleocon, and rightly so, since it's clear that anti-communism is in his DNA. His parents were friends with Joe McCarthy and Whitaker Chambers. So what would you expect? Get your weekly dosage of old-school conservatism, right-wing politics, American history, and hanger flying on Radio Free America with Duke Brooks on Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 Central, on conservativenationradio.org. Real conservatism for real conservatives. Yeah, several of the speeches at his graduation just made me almost want to puke. You know, it's just like, really, people?
Did you say something to her afterward?
No, because you don't get this. Well, my son's class is like 575 kids. So, and we're in this Coliseum with like 5,000 people. So, no. But, you know, it's like, I just can't believe how they want to push this race issue. And all they're doing is creating grief and strife. And they're doing it intentionally. They do it intentionally. You know,
yeah, they're creating that wall in between people to divide
mm-hmm.
us.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And Eric Holder, you know, the white people haven't suffered enough. Well, let me tell you, Eric Holder, white people died in the Civil War so that the black man could be free. So get over your trying to guilt trip the white people and start talking about responsibility for all Americans on your own lives. Nobody is to blame for where you are today. You know, you are to blame for where you are today or where you aren't today. Nobody else.
That's
nobody
right.
else. And I'm sick and tired of them trying to actually push that agenda. So there's actually kind of a cool little blog I was reading. It's on
did you read about the House passed? I don't know what bill number it was, but it was they passed no abortions after 20 weeks.
The House did? Our House in Washington?
Yeah.
Well,
and they didn't think it was going to pass the Senate.
Well, of course it won't pass the Senate. Harry Reid probably won't even bring it up for a vote.
You're probably right.
You know, he does what the Democrats want to do, whereas Boehner, oh, I want to be fair. It's like,
yeah,
you can't be fair when you're dealing with people who don't have the values.
Play by the rules.
Yeah, exactly. They don't play by the rules. And it's just insane what goes on. But I came across this blog today that, you know, at first I wasn't going to read because I thought, well, this is just a parody or something. The headline is 72 killed resisting gun confiscation in Boston. Okay, and this is on a blog called On the Hustings. Just another political blog from Just Another Family Man. Okay. And it said, and I'm going to go ahead and kind of read this, and I hope he doesn't mind that I'm sharing this with people, because I find it actually quite interesting. It said, National Guard units seeking to confiscate a cache of recently banned assault weapons were ambushed by elements of a paramilitary extremist faction. Military and law enforcement sources estimate that 72 were killed and more than 200 injured before government forces were compelled to withdraw. Speaking after the class, Massachusetts Governor Thomas Gage declared that the extremist faction, which was made up of local citizens, has links to the radical right-wing tax protest movement. Gage blamed the extremists for recent incidents of vandalism directed against the Internal Revenue offices. The governor, who described the group's organizers as criminals, issued an executive order authorizing the summary arrest of any individual who had interfered with the government's efforts to secure law and order. The military raid on the extremist arsenal followed widespread refusal by the local citizenry to turn over recent outlawed assault weapons. Gage issued a ban on military-style assault weapons and ammunition earlier in the week. This decision followed a meeting in early this month between government and military leaders at which the governor authorized the forcible confiscation of illegal arms. One government official, speaking on a condition of anonymity, pointed out that none of these people would have been killed had the extremists obeyed the law and turned over their weapons voluntarily. Government troops initially succeeded in confiscating a large supply of outlawed weapons and ammunition. However, troops attempting to seize arms and ammunition in Lexington met with resistance from heavily armed extremists who had been tipped off regarding the government's plans. And during a tense standoff in Lexington's Town Park, National Guard Colonel Francis Smith, commander of the government operation, ordered the armed group to surrender and return to their homes. The impasse was broken by a single shot, which was reportedly fired by one of the right-wing extremists. 8 civilians were killed in the ensuing exchange. Ironically, the local citizenry blamed government forces rather than the radical extremists for the civilian deaths. Before order could be restored, armed citizens from surrounding areas had descended upon the guard units. Colonel Smith, finding his forces overmatched by the armed mob, ordered a retreat. Governor Gage has called upon citizens to support the state national joint task force in its efforts to restore law and order. The government also demanded the surrender of those responsible for planning and leading the attack against the government troops. Samuel Adams, Paul Revere, and John Hancock, who have been identified as ringleaders of the extremist faction, remain at large. And this, people, is how the American Revolution began on April 20th, 1775. I just found that so cool when I read that. At first I was like, what? No, that's just a parody. And then I started reading it, and as I got to the end, it was like, wow.
Yeah.
Wow. And look what they're trying to do today, you know, trying to take our guns.
Yeah.
Insane. Trying to do it all over. History repeating itself. Have we learned nothing?
Real women.
That's the question.
Real ladies with real smarts. You're listening to Women Patriots on ConservativeNationRadio.org. We do conservatism right.
This is is the sound of a brand new outdoor grill being hurled off a 20-story building. Now a stylish glass coffee table. An electric guitar. These are the things you could enjoy all cast into oblivion. Because when you throw away money on wasted electricity, you throw away everything you could have bought with it. Visit EnergySavers.gov and get tips on how to save energy and money. Then do things like switch to Energy Star light bulbs or Energy Star appliances, then you could save hundreds of dollars a year. So this doesn't happen to the recliner you've had your eye on, or this to the treadmill on your wish list, or this to the shiny new bike your kid's been asking for. Saving energy saves you money. Learn more at EnergySavers.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
And we're back in Patriots, conservativenationradio.org. The number to call, 718-305-7176. If you got something to say, we want to hear about it. And here's why we have a conservative, supposedly conservative Republican stepping forward to take credit for the IRS scandal. Because 51, according to a CNN poll, 51% believe intimidation by agency was a very important issue. And a growing number of Americans believe that senior White House officials ordered the Internal Revenue Service to target conservative political groups.
Of course they did.
And that is why we now have a story about a conservative Republican in Cincinnati coming to the forefront, people. There's always a reason why you see these things. And, of course, some people will gullibly continue to believe the lies that come out of this administration. It's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy.
Yeah. And that's exactly what it is. And, you know, with all the scandals going on, and now all of a sudden we're going to go into Syria and we're going to arm them more.
We're going to arm the rebels. Yeah.
Yeah.
And here's the thing about Syria. Okay.
And we've already given them money. How much have we given them already?
Well, and we don't know that Benghazi wasn't somehow connected to this Syrian thing. We don't know that for sure because we still don't have the truth about Benghazi. But here's the thing about Syria. If we had a true leader, it would have never come to 93,000 citizens being killed, Hezbollah being in Syria to help Assad kill people, and Russia backing Syria. So we are going to start World War III because we're going to now arm the rebels, and Obama's talking about a no-fly zone while Russia is backing Syria. Okay.
Uh-huh.
He is a poor leader. And he didn't take care of business when he should have because he was thinking, oh, if we pretend like, you know, we're not the world power, then everything's going to be hunky-dory in the Middle East because they're all going to love us.
Not they know we're weak. He's
yes.
got us so weak, and he's doing this. He's going to get us all killed.
Oh, yeah, he's going to try. He's going to try.
Yeah.
I mean, there have been more soldiers killed under his watch than Bush.
Yeah, and have you seen, did you see that video from Glenn Beck that's been circling around?
I have not actually seen that. I saw that. I've been really busy, so I haven't, and I'm working this weekend, so
wow.
I haven't really seen it. But tell me about that.
Oh, my God. Glenn Beck, whether you like him or not, the truth, it's the truth,
mm-hmm.
whether you like them or not. And he was saying, you know, the rebels, by us doing this, they had on camera a rebel, a Syrian rebel, that killed one of the Syrian soldiers, gutted him, took his heart and his liver out, and ate it on camera.
Oh.
Cannibalism. This is what our people are going into.
And yet we have to play by the Geneva Convention.
We have to play. Well, you know what? Playing by the Geneva Convention is one thing. We have to play by our Constitution and not arm our enemies.
Well, that's true, too.
You know?
That's
if
true,
we
too.
Get if we are on, if we play by the constitutional laws, none of this crap would be happening.
And according to our founding fathers and the Constitution, we never would have entered into the Geneva Convention in the first place.
Yeah, that's correct.
You know, I mean, seriously.
And our soldiers can't shoot until after they're shot. Really?
Yeah,
you know,
that's not. That is crazy.
Excuse me,
you know,
excuse me, Mr. Terrorist, please don't bomb me.
Yeah.
Really?
Go ahead. Yeah.
Really?
They get to shoot first. I mean, that's crazy. That is absolutely insane. But conservativenationradio.org is proud to be associated with the most effective identity security and crediting monitoring service there is, LifeLock. LifeLock is a lot more than just your standard credit monitoring service. LifeLock helps to protect your personal information using a combination of data surveillance techniques, outstanding member service, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 a year. There's really nothing that comes close to LifeLock. To protect your identity with LifeLock, go to conservativenationradio.org, click on the LifeLock banner. Network may not cover all transactions, and the scope may vary. That's conservativenationradio.org, and click on the LifeLock banner.
What does it take to be the leader in production systems technology? To be the one company that solves production problems at any plant, for any product, and with any technology? It takes a 30-year record of success. It takes total mastery of complex technologies with a history of delivering success every time, without fail. Only one company can claim that high ground in manufacturing line optimization, data automation, and systems integration, and that's Philadelphia Control Systems. In factories worldwide, Philadelphia Control Systems programs, software, and engineering solutions deliver optimal performance and output flow with a record that can't be matched. Any plant, any product, any technology. Philadelphia Control Systems, the leader in production automation since 1982. 800-335-9811. PCS4automation.com. That's PCS, the number 4, automation.com.
Hi, this is Ronnie Wood of The Stones for Rad. You know it's okay to rock and roll and party, because I do it all the time. Just let someone else do the driving. That's what I do. Remember, rock lives, and you should too. Please don't drink and drive.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, Rad, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
And you're back listening to Women Patriots on conservativenationradio.org. And here we have Lord Monckton writing our article. This is funny. Noble nitwit, Obama stokes Syrian war. I like that. I'm sorry. We all knew it was ridiculous when they gave him a Nobel Peace Prize just because, I don't know why. I know, but here's the man. He gets the Nobel Peace Prize, and he's killing people right and left with a drone program that nobody knows about yet. It's a secret kill list. He's killing innocent people with these drones, you know. It's like, by now, even the increasingly ridiculous and irrelevant Nobel Peace Prize Committee, a stinking stain on the face of Scandinavia, must be wondering what possessed it to give Black Jesus a General Donald Duck Prize for being fashionably left-wing. That's funny.
That's hilarious. We were away this weekend. We went to the North Carolina border, and the North Carolina and Tennessee border. And we rode motorcycles there, and it's called the Tail of the Dragon. And it's got 318 curves in an 11-mile radius.
Uh-huh.
At first, I thought I was going to die, but I did it. I slayed the dragon. But
all right.
There was my husband's motorcycle club was there, and we were hanging out on Saturday night, and I walked past a couple of the guys, and there's this big thing in the sky, and they kind of looked at it. And they looked at me, and they're like, well, what's that? I said, oh, probably a drone. And they looked at me, and said, you know what? You're probably right.
Get out your shotguns, people. Let's take the baby out of the sky. Oh, look, it's a bird.
It's a plane, it's a drone.
Oh, my gosh. You're probably right, too.
I know.
A drone, so I don't know. That's crazy.
Yeah.
So.
It was, what's going on now, too, is our friends over at Rage Against the Media. They're doing their flash mobs tonight.
Okay. All righty.
And they're working on that. And I know I was, when I had power earlier, I was participating. You know, they have to learn, they have to know. The media is not reporting the important things. And, you know, they're reporting these stupid things, and they're not reporting in depth the things that are affecting Americans' lives. And it's really horrible how they, because so many people are uninformed, they don't know what's going on, and, you know, oh, they might hear a little tidbit about something, but then that's it. But it's a lot more than a little tidbit of news. You know, this is the big stuff, these scandals. You know, these people, listening to our conversations. And they, you know, I was listening to a hearing only a couple of minutes because I'm so busy at work. So, you know, I'm always up and down or on the phone at work. So I really can't listen as much as I used to be able to listen. But they were General Alexander, they were trying to say, oh, I think I'm going to get power back in a minute.
Oh, that'd be good.
Yeah, it would. They were saying that they don't listen and blah, blah, blah. And I don't believe, you know, when I looked at my computer and I'm like, liar, because they are. We know they are. It's already been leaked that they are. And they have a database, and they probably have somebody listening, you know, oh, well, Barbara called Conservative Nation Radio. Yes, they're going to listen. And they're going to find out what we're saying because we're Obama haters. I just don't, you know, people don't really think that they're listening because the news is not saying it. The mainstream media news, I should say. You know, and what they've done and what they do and what they've been doing with listening to phone conversations and stuff. And they were saying something about the Fox News reporter. Oh, well, they weren't listening to his phone conversation. Bull crap. They were. How could they not have been? So, are you there? Hello? Brenda. Hello?
Okay, I think I'm back. The Skype for Blog Talk or something just kicked me totally out, and I just dialed back in, and I think we got Barbara coming back in, so let me see if she's here with me. Are you back?
I'm back. I thought me that got disconnected. I'm like talking, and I don't know if anybody heard anything I said.
Mine just totally blacked out. Everything went... It was gone. It's like, okay.
Was it right after I said NSA's listening? And they're all lying?
I don't know. I started hearing, like, this submarine beeping sound, and it just kind of went, it's like, okay. And then for some reason, I'm having to call in under Blog Talk Host 2 tonight. It wouldn't let me in under 1. So, interesting things going on tonight in Blog Talk land. So, I have no idea where we were at. Yeah, those are our ghost things. I don't know. But at least we're back on live. So, if you're out there listening, you're listening to Women Patriots on conservativenationradio.org. The number to call 718-305-7176. If you've got something to say, we want to hear about it. So, feel free to call in and talk to us.
Yeah.
But now hear this. Join former U.S. Navy SEAL Carl Higby on the Sounds of Freedom with Hagen Rash Thursdays at 7 Eastern, 6 Central. Carl is a well-known author of Battle on the Home Front and an outspoken critic of the Obama administration. But hey, who isn't these days? And congratulations to his broadcast partner, Guy Reschenthaler, who was elected last month as a Pennsylvania magistrate judge. So listen to the Sound of Freedom with Hagen Rash Thursdays at 7 Eastern, 6 Central. Conservative Nation Radio, real conservatism for real conservatives. Sorry, Barbara, go ahead. I don't even know where we were.
I was talking about James Rosen and them listening to his conversation and how General Alexander was saying they weren't listening to his conversations. Bull crap. Who are they kidding?
Oh, yeah, right.
You know, and then they tapped. They weren't reading his emails. Bull crap. They got a warrant to do that.
Yeah.
You know, so who do they think they're kidding? But, you know, the thing is, the media will report that, the mainstream media.
Oh, no,
and
no,
people
no.
believe it because it's just a little blurb.
And
so tonight, Rage Against the Media is doing their flash mobs, and tomorrow night they're going to do them as well. So... You
and
know,
we
we've
need
got to.
To
inform the people that are not informed.
Yes, because just like this thing we were reading at the top of the show about a conservative Republican says his office originated these things on the Tea Party. Baloney.
Yeah.
Baloney.
Yep.
And we have to educate people otherwise. If his office actually originated it, why were they doing it in California? You know, no.
Exactly.
You know. Let's have the facts. And somebody said we're distorted. I hope that's been fixed. I don't know. We've got computer problems, had trouble logging in tonight. So if that continues, we'll have to let us know. We're just going on the fly.
Whatever happens, happens.
Whatever happens, it is better, they said. Okay. Well, here's a kind of little funny news. There was a cake mix-up. As this is graduation season in college and high school, there's a girl that from Zionsville, Indiana, and she graduated from Indiana University in May, but she wanted to keep the celebration pretty low-key. She didn't want to party because she was going back for grad school. So her mom thought she would go get a cake, okay? And... So she went to the local bakery to get her daughter a cake with a picture of her face, a scroll, school's colored, which is red and white, and she thought it would be a nice touch to add a graduation cap on top of her daughter's head. However, this is pretty funny. However, the family now believes the baker must have misheard the mother's instruction and accidentally wrote down, try to draw a cat on the head instead of cap, because there's a cat on her head.
Oh, that's too funny.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine?
A little fun to lighten up the...
Oh, Lord.
All the going on. Oh, that's hilarious.
Yeah, that is funny.
Go ahead.
There was another article that I was reading earlier from the Examiner about ICE agent. ICE department as a whole let one of the a criminal leave. I'm trying to think. He was in jail. Well, he was detained for raping somebody. Two kids, 12-year-old and a 14-year-old. And he was detained. He was let go on bail. And then they deported him. So he didn't really do time and stuff in there. And they, ICE, bottom line was, ICE didn't know. So the bottom line of the story, and I'm sorry for not getting it straight, but the bottom line is the departments are not speaking to each other. So the right hand's not telling the left hand what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And people are getting let go. And they're being freed. So this guy that raped two girls and did burglaries, I believe, too, he's free in Mexico to come back over the border because that's what they do. They come over illegally.
Right, and they come back. They send them over and they come back. And the reason they come back is because we don't have a secure border.
Right, and not only that, we don't enforce the laws we have on the books.
Right, exactly.
You know? And I don't know why they keep thinking, oh, well, let's make a new law. What good is a law if they're not being enforced?
It's just ridiculous. It's a waste of time, and it usually the law penalizes the tax-paying American citizen.
Right, because they come here and they go to jail. You were saying it earlier. They go to jail and they live off of our dime.
Yeah.
And there was a guy in North Carolina a few years back. He went to a bank, and he held up a bank. He said, just give me a dollar. And they gave him the dollar, and, of course, he stood there and waited to get picked up by the police. He needed medical attention. He actually needed dental attention. He had no money for the dentist.
I see.
And that was the only way he could do it is if he went to jail.
Which is just insane.
It's sad.
We should not be providing these things for people who break the law. You just should not be doing it. They're being punished. It's punishment. It's not supposed to be cushy. See, and Boehner, again, now we're going to go back to this immigration bill because he, you know, they had a Hastert rule on how Senate compromised. When Hastert's rule was that if he didn't have a majority of Republicans, he didn't bring the bill to the floor. And Boehner's like, we'll see when we get there. This man is such a wimp.
Yeah, he is.
And once again, we are negotiating with terrorists as the White House announces plans for direct talks with the Taliban. The Taliban, who has been killing our American soldiers, we're going to talk to them because you can talk to these people. That's right. You go with that. And the good stories of the day, black Louisiana senator explains why he became a Republican. So that's
awesome. It's all about control. That's what he was saying.
What's that?
It's all about control. That's what the Democrats want.
Oh, yeah. Well, they had, I think, two Republicans in Louisiana who switched to the Republican Party. Yeah. Did you watch that?
I'm sorry, say that again?
There's a black senator, Albert Guillory, switched parties to become Republican.
Right, yes, and, I watched it.
Yeah.
Frederick Douglass, Republican, because, look, he looked through history, and, you know, it was the Republicans who freed the slaves. It was the Democrats that wanted to keep them down.
Yeah. I know. Lo and behold, the truth comes to light. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
If you love America, you're among friends here. If you love America, you're among friends here. ConservativeNationRadio.org.
And I am so lost on my board tonight. You're among friends here. Let's say it again. Women Patriots, 718-305-7176. I'm sorry. My mind is just not in this game tonight. But in other news, Obama says that banning late-term abortions shows contempt for the Constitution and assaults women's rights. Oh, people, really? The Constitution says we all have the right to life. That includes baby. You know, they talk about nature's God in the Declaration of Independence. Well, what does nature tell you? Women have babies. They don't kill their babies. Okay,
that's right.
This is how, what a sick man that our president is. Banning late term, and now late term abortions are, you know, like after the 20th week, shows contempt for the Constitution. Yeah, right. Nope, shows contempt for the wrong ruling that the Supreme Court made and Roe versus Wade, which needs to be overturned.
Speaking of rulings, what do you think of the ruling that they had in Arizona?
Oh, I know. It didn't make any sense.
No. Nope.
One thing, because
what
about other
states
can do something and make it okay, and I don't even know. But you know, you have to be a U.S. citizen to have the right to vote. So that's crazy. I don't know what they're thinking.
I don't either. And quite frankly, this is what I'm saying about the Constitution. We've got to get it back to, we've got to get this land back to living the way we used to. You know, with, let's just take all the amendments after the 10th Amendment, after the Bill of Rights, squash them all, and let's live by what we've got.
Yeah, this is about, because in this Arizona thing, I want to go back to this. States cannot on their own require would-be voters to prove they are U.S. citizens before using a federal registration system designed to make signing up easier. That doesn't make any sense, because you have to be a citizen to vote. Federal law precludes Arizona from requiring a federal form applicant to submit information beyond that required by the form itself. In other words, because this is the way the Congress wrote the law, then Arizona has to follow it to a T. That's crazy.
That is crazy, because, again, what rights does a state have?
Yeah, well, and here's this. Today's decision sends a strong message that states cannot block their citizens from registering to vote by superimposing burdensome paperwork requirements on top of federal law, said Dina Perales, vice president of litigation for the Mexican American Legal Defense and Education Fund, and lead counsel for the voters who challenged it. Now, why would you be challenging this if you're a legal citizen?
Thank you.
Sorry. You wouldn't. Here in Indiana, of course, you were a conservative state. When I go, when you go to get your driver's license, first-time driver, your driver's permit, you have to take in a birth certificate, your Social Security number. You have to have two proofs of residency that are at least for 6 months, and you have to have one other photo ID. And we don't have anybody running around trying to sue about that because, you know, we're not on the border with a bunch of illegals.
Right.
We do have illegals.
Well, you know what? We have illegals.
But they don't actually, you know, do this sue thing here in Indiana because I think probably because we're a pretty conservative state. But But crazy. I mean, just insane. And I was reading that going, this is just nuts. You know, this is just nuts. They should have said, yes, you have to be a U.S. citizen to vote, and therefore it is okay for Arizona to say you must prove your citizenship.
Yeah.
That's what they should have did. Done. Did. Done. And they didn't.
Something like that, huh?
Yeah. I mean, I'm not getting it. I'm just not getting it. So, sometimes it just kind of leaves me almost speechless that people seem to think that the Supreme Court, you know, just because they rule it means it's so, and it doesn't. They're just people.
No.
They can get it wrong, and they have gotten it wrong on a number of occasions. So, and we need to keep in mind the agenda, and this is all a plot to bring down America. And you can read it in the Naked, well, that too, but in the Naked Communist, you can read about it. So.
Well, I got my power back. Now I'm just trying to see if I get my internet back.
Oh, great. Cuomo's Radical Late-Term Abortion Expansion Act dies in the New York State Senate. Well, thank goodness for that. He was another one trying to, you know, kill these viable babies because somebody doesn't want them. Crazy.
Yeah. You know, last night on a show, you know, somebody said that he was glad that abortion wasn't legal when he was born because he was adopted.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's so many people like that.
Yeah. Okay, now my computer's going to be weird. Here we go. Everything's booting up. Yay! It's just going to take a couple of minutes for me to be able to get on. And next week we will have Polias Holder. She will call in, and we're going to have a chit chat with her about. Pretty sure I asked her about the Fourth Amendment, because as we know, all of our amendments have been one by one picked apart. And she's going to explain a lot of what's been going on and how the administration here is breaking the laws of the land. So we'll have a professional opinion, and I'm really excited because I love Phobia. She's a wonderful woman.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah,
and very smart woman.
Very smart.
So.
And she calls a spade a spade. I mean, she was talking about gun control at a hearing, and she stood right up to him. She said, you know, talking about the Constitution doesn't mean that it's your opinion. And that's what's amazing about her, because she's right. It's not the Supreme Court's opinion of what it says in the Constitution. You don't understand it, read the Federalist Papers. But I think it's a pretty simple document. It's sure a whole lot more simple than Obamacare, the 2,000-some-odd pages that it is. And then the bill that we have for... sorry, there was my clock. the bill for immigration. That's 1,058 pages.
Oh, yeah, it's crazy,
it's,
you know.
And I was saying last week, you know, they were talking about it, and you know, section one goes blah, 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 read section two. Section two reads blah, 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 read section one. So the bottom line is you're chasing your tail.
Yeah.
And you don't know what the hell it says.
And none of it's making any sense.
Exactly.
Yeah. And that's how they work. And that's like this 2,000-page health care bill that nobody knows what's in it and is a disaster that they're wanting to overturn because it's just going to hurt everybody. It isn't going to help anybody. But here's a good example of government accounting. The Treasury's extraordinary accounting deficit is up $138.7 billion in May, but the debt is down $90
billion.
Mm. Wow. Yeah, that math adds up. It's like that one Democrat was saying, oh, it's not math, it's arithmetic. It's like, really?
Yes. And you know what? People today, some people probably don't know that it's the same thing.
I know. It's just technically the same thing. Yeah. And
we know that.
We know that. But it's crazy. I mean, they don't even make sense when they talk. And they're outraged because it's morally wrong to prevent abortions after 5 months. That's horrible that we're trying to get into the woman's womb and protect that innocent little child, you know, from having its spinal cord snipped by an uncaring doctor like Gosnell. Crazy. And people buy into this nonsense. People buy into this. Women buy into this. They're making us, they're reducing us to the sum of our parts. They're taking away our intelligence, things that our women fought for, the right to vote, the right to be recognized that they actually had a valid opinion, and they're reducing it back to vaginas and uterus. And that was the other show I watched while I was in Canada, was how the culture, the Hollywood culture, the pop culture, was reducing girls to nothing but sex objects in the eyes of young boys, and that girls were just expected to be like that, and the peer pressure, and it was a really interesting show, although it was also a little bit depressing because, you know, I've seen that going on. And they were brought up like the example of Miley Cyrus, how when she was Hannah Montana, how clean cut everything was. But the minute that she started to go, you know, pop culture, she had those photos where she was, you know, in a sheet, and then, you know, she now wears these small little skimpy lingerie things on stage. In other words, it's not your talents. It's how much of your body you're willing to show off. So again, you're reduced. The real crime and the real war on women is in our pop culture, in our Hollywood culture, where women are reduced to their looks.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really sad that more women don't understand that. I wish they could understand what is happening to them, what the Democrats are pushing on them. You know, it's just kind of sickening, actually, that we are the ones.
Speaking of women, now that I have my computer back on, I can share some of the articles I was reading.
Oh,
yay.
All right. Yay!
The military leaders are ready to begin tearing down the remaining walls that have prevented women from holding thousands of combat and special operations jobs near the front line. Under details of the plans obtained by the Associated Press, women could start training as Army Rangers by mid-2015 and as Navy SEALs a year later. Really?
Yeah, except for they can't pass the test. They can't pass the test. And so what are we going to do, lower the levels? There's we know they will, but that's not what they're supposed to do. That's not equality, and that's not what's best for the United States of America. That's not what's best for our military. And yet, that's just another farce you know.
And I don't know. It's another, yeah, another farce is right, because they're going to be getting more of our soldiers killed.
Oh, absolutely. They're not just our soldiers, our elite soldiers.
Yeah.
They want to kill our elite soldiers. They want to weaken our forces and our defense systems. And that's how they're going to do it. Because
yeah.
You know very well, we had, I can't remember, Eden was her last name, I don't remember her first name, who would have actually been, you know, in Iraq. And she came on and talked about how the women can't meet the physical requirements that the men meet. And only 10% of men can meet them. I mean, this is just an utterly ridiculous move on the part of the government. And they wonder, you know, there's all these sexual assault cases coming forward. Well, what do you think happens when you put women in a place where there's a bunch of men who are already high on testosterone? Because, you know, these are men who are rough and tough and ready to put their life on the line. And I'm not blaming the women, but really, what do you think is going to happen? Just think about that for a little bit.
Whether you're on active duty, a veteran, or just admire American Armed Forces, there's no better place to get the widest variety of militaria than at Highlands Militaria. Highlands Militaria is one of America's premier distributors of Fox tactical gear and outdoor products. Veteran-owned and operated, Highlands Militaria offers new and used uniforms and insignia from World War II, Korea, Vietnam, and today, with an emphasis on airborne and special operations insignia, gear, collectibles, and uniforms. If you need to replace a cherished badge or unit patch, or just want to gear up for your next outdoor adventure, go to Highlands Militaria at stores.ebay.com/Highlands-Militaria. where you'll find the best supply of the military gear you need. Shipping is always free with one-day handling time, and your satisfaction is guaranteed. Highlands Militaria at stores.ebay.com/Highlands-Militaria. And thank you for your service.
Are you tired of your hard-earned money going to support liberal and progressive enterprises? I know I am. That's why I shop at thethirdlantern.com. This conservative marketplace ensures that your money is well spent and supports conservative entrepreneurs dedicated to making their products here in America. Look, I'm a business owner. I know how hard it can be to get your product out there. Get on his vendors list and it will help your sales. I have had his barbecue sauce. It is amazing. Check out the website, thethirdlantern.com. That's the3rdlantern.com. Send your liberal friends there and tell them Hig and Resch sent you. thethirdlantern.com. Put your money where your ideology is.
And you're back with Women Patriots on conservativenationradio.org. The number to call, 718-305-7176. If you got something to say, we want to hear from you. So give us a call. Oh, I tell you, I'm just reading the headlines. Oh, politics, breaking news, pressure on Republicans ahead of Massachusetts Senate debate. You know, Senate immigration bill to aid economy, the budget office says, you know, yeah, we got to post this stuff. This is a bunch of farce that people will believe, and we can keep them believing. crazy. Just crazy.
Wow.
Okay, so on Thursday, President Obama confirmed what reports have been speculating for a few weeks. Syria President al-Assad had used chemical weapons, notably sarin gas, on his own people. It only took him 2 months longer than everybody else. And Kerry wanted to bomb Syria. Sorry, Kerry. If you think Obama's going to bomb anybody, it ain't going to happen. So,
it accept us.
Except the American people, yeah. Or, you know, send his little drone in there to you know, kill a bunch
There's a big rally going on tomorrow up in Washington. My computer's being retarded.
Mine is too. I can't. I'm not being able to access things, so it's like I'm having problems getting things, you know, to pop up for me. So I don't know what that is.
Yeah, the Tea Party rally tomorrow. Glenn Beck's going to be talking.
Okay.
Amongst others, and because I can't get anything on this stupid thing. All right, let's see if I can. I need to get blocked off.
I don't know. I'm having trouble pulling up things on my computer too, so I have no idea. But did you see where Bill Carr, Mayor, actually referred to Trig Palin as a retard?
I did. Now he's an effing pig.
That's just sick. And people laughed. Why would you laugh? It's not funny.
It's not funny.
And, boy, Sarah went after him. She said, come and meet me if you dare.
Oh, yeah.
Which was, not going to happen. So, anyway, that's my phone ringing. My husband's off to try to find a phone to answer as my granddaughter carried the one into the basement.
Uh-oh, everybody's running for cover.
You haven't seen me on Facebook much because my granddaughter has basically confiscated my computer.
And I haven't seen you on Facebook often, and I was like, I hope everything's okay.
Yeah, I've just been busy, and she's been here, and every time I try to get on, I think she's hooked on a game. She's 10. It's like, okay. I think you're on the computer too much. Oh, no, I'm not. But anyway, sometimes it's just easier to say, okay, whatever. I'll go do something else for now. But, yeah, no, I haven't been there much and won't be over the summer. Just a lot of stuff going on. So in case you missed me. Oh, gosh. Did you get your articles back yet? I'm trying to. Are you still with me, Barbara? Oh, I've lost Barbara now. I've lost her altogether. Okay. If you're out there listening, give me a call, 718-305-7176, because I have lost Barbara.
In the small town of Elmira, New York, a boy was born into an all-American family. The odds of him opening his own clothing store at the age of 18? 1 in 138,000. Excited to be a part of pop culture, he packed for the big city. The odds of finding someone to invest in his vision? 1 in 4.5 million. The odds of him achieving his dream in the fashion industry? 1 in 23 million. The odds of having a child diagnosed with autism? 1 in 88. I am Tommy Hilfiger, and my family is affected by autism. I encourage you to learn more at autismspeaks.org/signs. Early diagnosis can make a lifetime of difference. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
This is the sound of a brand new outdoor grill being hurled off a 20-story building. Now a stylish glass coffee table. An electric guitar. These are the things you could enjoy all cast into oblivion. Because when you throw away money on wasted electricity, you throw away everything you could have bought with it. Visit EnergySavers.gov and get tips on how to save energy and money. Then do things like switch to Energy Star light bulbs or Energy Star appliances, then you could save hundreds of dollars a year. So this doesn't happen to the recliner you've had your eye on, or this to the treadmill on your wish list, or this to the shiny new bike your kid's been asking for. Saving energy saves you money. Learn more at EnergySavers.gov. brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
We're back on Women Patriots on conservativenationradio.org. The number is to call is 718-305-7176. And I have lost my co-host for a moment. So if you're out there and you want to give me a call, feel free to do so. I think she's having problems. They got storms apparently going on over there. So, and computers are just not doing everything we want them to do. And here's the kicker. Obama says that the NSA secret data gathering was transparent. That is insane. Okay, it's secret, but it's transparent. And nobody knew about it, but it was transparent. Yeah, let's go with that. Amazing, the things that come out of his mouth, and yet the mainstream media continues to support him instead of going after him like they do any kind of conservative that... If a conservative made a statement like that, you know very well they'd be under the bus on the mainstream media. They'd talk about it for weeks. Crazy stuff. So, and my computer is now not bringing me up articles either. We have this Ed Snowden. Is he a patriot or is he a traitor? Good question. I don't know. I don't know, but if he gives our secrets to China, he becomes a traitor.
But exactly, he's in China. Martha.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, it's really so hard to tell at this point, you know, Barbara, because he says he's trying to help Americans, but why did he go to China?
Well, exactly. Exactly my thoughts. I don't know what that was all about. I don't know what his motives were. But if he's trying to tell Americans, but see, telling Americans what was going on, that they're spying on us,
mm-hmm.
that's okay. But for him to go to China and tell China that America is spying on them,
yeah.
You know, that is treason.
Yeah,
absolutely. But they were also told, they also, see, and that's what happens when you lie. You get caught in a lie, and a lie keeps going on and on and on, and then you have to lie to continue the lies, and you don't know the truth if it bit you in the butt.
No, because you get so tangled up and you start believing your own lies because, you know, you can't go back and change your...
Right, and you don't even know what the truth is anymore.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's crazy. They don't know the truth anymore. You don't know the truth anymore because everything they say is a lie. So how do you figure out what the truth is? You know, how do you cipher through all the propaganda?
Exactly. How do you know? You just don't know what's a lie anymore.
Yeah, you don't know who's telling you the truth and who's not, and you're afraid to trust everybody. And that's how it should be, you know. Never felt like that before. It's something kind of new to me as far as my country, and maybe I should have been paying more attention as we were going along. I think sometimes, you know, we were just living in oblivion. And the Internet has helped quite a bit, you know. We all didn't have this great...
I know.
All along. So, you know, this has been, I think, a great help for many, many conservatives to not only connect, but also do their own research and look into the stories. The other
thing, too, is because, you know, so many people, you know, every time I see an Obama sticker on somebody's car, One of two things comes across my mind. The first is to hit the car so they have to get a new bumper. And the second thing is to, like, get out of my car and go ask them why. Why do you like Obama?
Yeah.
And I might be bold enough one day to ask somebody that.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know.
I'll probably get shot.
And it might be something like, well, because Republicans are racist, or because, you know, Republicans are bad, or, you know, I don't know.
No,
they have such
a lot of them are, I have to vote for my man because he's black. They don't know. They don't know any ins and outs of anything, but he's black. But we're the racists.
Yeah, we're the racists, but they're the vote for somebody because of the color of their skin. Yeah, we Herman Cain lovers. Some good old common sense back to Washington would have been wonderful to have. But we're racist because we didn't support Obama, who probably isn't even here legally, you know.
And you know what? I can't wait for that to come out.
Oh, it ain't never. It will never come out. You know, he's a...
Everything he's done will be squashed.
It's not going to happen. The Democrats, they already know it. And the Supreme Court won't rule. You know, they ruled it.
They all know it. I've read an article... Even Fox News knows it, but they wouldn't report it. They all know that Sheriff Joe and his information is true,
but nobody
will report it.
Well, yeah.
Nobody, not even Fox News. So where's your truth?
Yeah, well, Fox and Fox can't actually report it because it would give fire to those people who, you know, already say they laugh at people and say people are stupid if they watch Fox News and that kind of stuff. So, you know, they have to be careful with kind of some of that stuff. And a lot of money went into covering up a lot of his past.
Yeah.
But, so
it had to have because there's nothing anywhere. Except for he surrendered his law license, but he surrendered his law license, but we know that he had two names. And he said he only went by one. He never had two names.
But he did have two names, because his name was Barry Soriato when he was living in Indonesia.
Yep.
And, you know, I just wanted to see his passport he went to Pakistan on. That's all I want to do. Somebody can surely show me that. It's not a whole lot to ask. So.
Would he need a passport? He's the president of the United States going on Air Force One.
No, I mean when he was in his 20s, he traveled to Pakistan.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah.
I want to know if he traveled on an Indonesian passport, because if so, he gave up his U.S. citizenship. Or he's a dual citizen. I don't know. Rand Paul has paid over $1 million back to the U.S. Treasury and is called crazy. Don't you wish all senators were this crazy?
Yes.
That's funny. I like that one. That's
because,
a good one.
You know how at the end of the year, toward the end of the year, you see a lot of road maintenance. Because if you don't use the money, you lose it. And the states don't want to lose the money. So that's why they do stupid projects that you don't need to do. Just because they have the money and they have to use it. Because they want it the same amount next year. Or more.
Yeah.
It's just ridiculous. Well, also, what I wanted to mention was, come on now, computer. You've been behaving. Obama is going to be meeting with the Taliban. And this is in the town hall by Katie Pavlich. And apparently a war on terror is over. Obama administration has set up a meeting with Taliban terrorists in Afghanistan. From Reuters, Afghanistan peace talk between representatives of the United States and the Taliban will take place on Thursday in Doha, a senior U.S. official said on Tuesday. Meanwhile, as the United States starts to heavily armed terrorists infiltrated
rebel groups in Syria were learning the Al-Qaeda arm fighting as rebels is the best armed. Al-Qaeda affiliate inside Syria is now the best equipped armed of the terror group in existence today, according to informal assessments by U.S. and Middle East intelligence agencies. The private sector analyst directly familiar with the information told CNN. Has that been reported from CNN? I don't know. I don't listen to it. Concern about the Syrian Al-Qaeda affiliated group, Jabhat al-Nusra, whatever it is, also known as al-Nusra Front, is all-time high. According to the analysts, with as many as 10,000 fighters for supporters inside Syria, the United States has designated al-Nusra Front as a terrorist group with links to al-Qaeda in Iraq. As a reminder, Fort Hood shooter Nidal Hassan said just last week that he shot and killed more than a dozen U.S. soldiers on American soil in order to protect the Taliban in Afghanistan. A military judge barred Army Major Nidal Hassan on Friday from arguing at his court-martial that he was legally acting to protect Taliban leaders when he killed 13 people and injured 32 others in a shooting spree at Fort Hood, Texas in 2009. Hassan, who's representing himself, has said that shootings were a premeditated defense of others to safeguard Mahalla Mohammed Omar and the Taliban leaders in Afghanistan from attacks by the U.S. military. What could go wrong? And what a slap in the face to Fort Hood families.
It's amazing. You know, he is so pro.
And they're not even
Islam.
Yeah. And this is what, you know, being infiltrated from the inside. It's happening right before our eyes.
And people,
you're listening to Brenda Ward and Barbara Buffing, The Beauty and the Brain, on ConservativeNationRadio.org.
It feels like you're frozen, petrified. You're struggling with your mortgage payments. The bills begin to pile up. Not knowing what to do, you do nothing at all. And that's the worst.
All right, class. Let's hear what everyone did this weekend. Jill?
Well, I raised my older sister to a big oak tree. It was at least 100 years old. My mom said I must have set a record or something. And then we went down by a stream and perched up on this huge rock and saw all of these little minnows swimming around way below us. And then I rescued my little brother from an evil slug king who was guarding him in the bush fortress. And my sister and I brought him back to our super twig fort for safety. And then we all laid out and told stories until it got dark. And the Big Dipper led us all the way home.
Whoa!
Where were you, Jill?
Yeah.
We went to the forest. It's not that far away. Anyone want to come this weekend?
Ask your parents to take you and your friends to the forest this week and find the fun, adventurous you. It's closer than you think. Check out discovertheforest.org, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
And you're back listening to Women Patriots on ConservativeNationRadio.org. The number to call is 718-305-7176. You've got something to say. We want to hear it. And here is the tweet of the day, Senator Ted Cruz. Anyone know if President Obama intends to perform background checks on the Syrian rebels before providing them weapons?
Yes.
Oh, that is such a good one. Oh, absolutely wonderful. They're going to start World War III. You know, we got Russia, Iran, Hezbollah backing Syria, and now we're going to go in with Turkey and other, maybe Egypt, and back these rebels that we don't know who they even are. Scary stuff.
Yeah, scary stuff. Really scary.
And it's all because our current president
had no clue what he was doing and didn't do what he needed to do at the beginning of this conflict in Syria. Here was an interesting article coming out of Tulsa. A man was found decapitated and police suspect suicide. The wife found the body of her husband. It happened near 46 in Sheridan. Police say a woman who lives in the home found her husband dead in the garage. His hands and feet were tied, and the body was decapitated. Tulsa police told KRMG News the death was due to suicide. Interesting. I'd like to know how he tied his hands and his feet.
And decapitated himself. Yeah, that's very interesting.
And then yeah, because you couldn't have done it after he decapitated himself. That wouldn't have happened. And then we have an English teacher who makes an assignment to her class to write suicide notes. Notes take perspective of character from a book. Oh, what is wrong with our teachers? She teaches English to 13 and 14-year-olds, and she asks them to write suicide notes. Of course, this came in New York. Assignment came in May at New York's exclusive Tony York Prep. The task was not to write a personal suicide note, but one from the perspective of a character they had been studying. The assignment was stated like this. How would you justify ending your life? What reason would you give? Wow. I don't think I'd want them teaching my children that.
No.
What are they teaching your kids, people? What are they teaching your kids? If you don't know, go ahead.
Speaking of schools and teachings, Obama in Ireland, peace will come if we eliminate religious schools.
What? Is that what
yep.
he said?
That's what he said.
In other words,
this I'm getting
the
from
Catholics. Yeah.
Catholicism, USA.
Yeah, because in Ireland there's a lot of Catholics, so therefore, you know, we got to get rid of the Christians.
Yeah, that's what he's been working on.
Yeah, well, we see it. You see it in everything that he does and his administration does. And, you know, we see it in the culture. We see it in Hollywood. We see it all over the place. So, well, here in the, and then, you know, they're testifying and they're saying they foiled 50 terrorist plots since 9/11 by snooping.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Only 50? Really? You're not doing
yeah,
a very good job.
Look at all of them that they let go through.
Oh yeah, yeah. It's yeah, it's crazy that and they did all this, but they couldn't figure out that they needed help in Libya. Boy, they sure could stop those terrorist attacks, except for when it's happening in a country where terrorists reign and we leave our ambassador unprotected. Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, there's a post here I finally got on Facebook, and it says, way before the term politically correct, there was a term freedom of speech, and every American had it. That was by 100% Fed Up, one of their photos.
Mm-hmm.
So, oh, yeah, then they have... James O'Keefe, Project Verdius released new undercover investigation exposing the waste and fraud by the Obama phone program. How people are getting phones and selling them for drugs. Because they get $40 a phone, and he had this whole big thing, and he's written a book, but I don't want to play the video because it'll come through. I think it's called Breakthrough.
Uh-huh.
I think. Yeah, my computer's being weird, so every time I try to do something, it's spinning and spinning. So I can't get the whole thing on that, but yeah, we know, we already knew that there's a lot of fraud going on in every program.
Yeah.
I mean, they have
everywhere.
I went to Virginia a few weeks ago, and they have Obama phones, free phones. Yes, stop here for your free phones.
Really? Yeah,
and
they don't check, you know, just like that one lady had 30 of them, and that's not what the program's about.
Right.
They need to stop
exactly.
it, and they need to give it oversight that they haven't. They need to stop it, because they're using it to buy votes for one thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy.
Yeah, it is, and it's money that we already pay for, because they take it out of our phone bill.
We people, again, you're punishing the people who actually pay their bills, and they take it out of our taxes on our phones that we have. So.
Yeah, and then they tax us again on it.
Yeah, and then they tax us again.
Yeah.
And I guess journalist Michael Hastings of BuzzFeed, well-known, respected for his reporting on Rolling Stone, Newsweek, and elsewhere, has died today at the age of 33, killed in a car accident early this morning in Los Angeles.
Wow.
Some news there.
Well, that's not
news
good news.
There. No, that's not good news, but it is news. So we are here to report.
Yeah.
We're not here to propagate, but to report.
Oh, damn it.
I don't think that was probably the right word. But, well.
My power just blinked again.
Oh, no. You got to lose power on me again.
I
it's
hope
gonna
not.
It's going to go out.
No. We'll keep it. it'll be all right. I hope.
Okay. Well, we know, though, too, because it's no fun when you lose power. Not in this day and age. And then you realize, you don't realize how much you actually rely on your power until you lose your power. It's like,
yeah.
Oh, I can't heat that in the microwave. Because my microwave
very true,
is not
very
working.
True.
So, I don't know.
Oh, and I'm reconnecting to the server, so I don't know what's going to happen here.
Okay, I got Emery saying, Facebook or the NSA is making a point right now. So we are not the only ones having problems. Posting and reading through things. So that's from Emery McClendon. Some of you may remember him from, he was on our show. He's part of the Tea Party here in Fort Wayne. Obama calls for end to Catholic education in Northern Ireland. Wow. And they didn't
mm-hmm.
kick him out of the country? What is he doing in Ireland telling them what to do? Who does he think he is?
Now, you know who he thinks he is. He thinks he's the king.
He thinks he's the world leader. He's setting himself up. He thinks to be the world leader. Well, I got news for him. I don't think anybody likes him anywhere. So,
you're absolutely right.
There are some crazy, stupid people here in our country who have no idea of what's going on. Oh.
The only ones that like him would be the Muslim Brotherhood and Al-Qaeda, because they, you know, they keep giving them all kinds of stuff.
Oh, and we have a petition for Obama to cancel his $100 million trip to Africa. If he's going there, he needs to actually pay this himself, because, gee, we can't have White House tours. I bet $100 million a year would pay those White House tours. Actually, I think it's only like $37,000 a year. So that would actually pay like 3 years worth of White House tours. Who actually believes anything this man says? This is just nonsense. He's wasting our money. He's put us farther in debt. He's hurt us in our strength militarily. He has done everything he can to make our country weaker.
Yeah, and if he's going to go talk to the Taliban already knows that we're weak.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
they already talked
to the Taliban, and why did we do that? They're sitting there killing our soldiers. You know,
I was listening.
Oh, it's because we don't appreciate their religion, and so we have to give you etiquette classes on how to tolerate the Muslims and not to insult the Prophet Muhammad. Muhammad.
I was really tired, folks.
So, go ahead.
I was listening to a radio station on my way home from work today, and they had a general on, and this is what the general was saying. You know, the other countries know that we have weakened our military. Now, for Obama to go to the Taliban and say, oh, please don't hurt me, it's like going up, you know, a rapist coming after you and say, oh, stop, don't do that. And, you know, and he'll run away kind of thing. But years ago with something with Japan or Korea, I don't remember which one he said. It might have been Korea. You know, they said, cut your crap. And they didn't cut it, so we bombed over there, and they straightened up. Now, the opposite's going to happen if he goes to the Taliban. The Taliban's going to laugh at him. Oh, what are you going to do? Well, we have the technology, but we gave all of our arms to Syria, and we've downgraded our military.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
They're going to laugh. They're going to laugh at us, and they're going to drop a freaking bomb. So I hope
to God not. Of course they are.
But,
you know, that's where it's going. And as we were telling you, this has not been reported, you know, in Reuters or the mainstream, because they're saying it was a Republican in Cincinnati. The IRS Tea Party targeting was directed from D.C., a D.C.-based supervisor in the IRS's tax-exempt status division, who's indicated during interviews with congressional investigators that the targeting was deliberate and not run by rogue agents in Cincinnati. Holly Paz, who until recently was a top deputy in the IRS division that handles applications for tax-exempt status, told congressional investigators she was personally involved in reviewing Tea Party applications for tax-exempt status as far back as 2010, reviewing as many as 30. Her supervisor was none other than Lois Lerner, who headed the tax exempt division.
Lerner is
the one that pleaded the fifth.
And she's on paid vacation.
Mm-hmm.
However, she still has her passwords and everything, so she could work from her vacation spot.
Oh, yeah, she's not going anywhere. This administration never fires anybody. They just move them around because these people are doing the bidding of the administration. Because
mm-hmm.
if they weren't, they'd be out of there.
Mm-hmm.
Because they wouldn't be tolerated. Look at Susan Rice given a cushy job because she went on TV and lied to the American people. Crazy.
Well, yeah, and that's all because they went ahead and, Valerie Jarrett said it. You know, if you're with us,
the lady actually running the country while Obama flies everywhere
uh-huh.
and gives speeches. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Oh, here's some great news. Student loan debt nearly doubles in the last 5 years. Yep, that's going to help our economy. That's going to help us out a whole lot, isn't it? So, I tell you, it's just some scary, scary times. So just be prepared out there. Keep your family close and
yeah.
your friends. You know, just we'll get through this. But if we get through this, it's going to be together.
Yeah.
A vending machine with the morning after pill. Really? Really? This is Obama's administration. Yeah. Last week, the president threw American parents and their daughters under a bus and I'm hopping mad about it, and not just because I have a young daughter of my own.
Mm-hmm. And then we have Jen Morgan had posted an article this afternoon. Oh, actually, that was from March. Wow, I didn't realize it was updated that long ago. Oh, wait, no, I'm sorry. That was a license thing. But this was from today, June 18th at 3:49. She posted it. And it's, as I watched NSA hearings today, I listened to the NSA rep talk about how there were safeguards in place to prevent abuse of their surveillance privileges. I knew I could no longer be silent about the truth behind the surveillance, right? And just how easy it is to circumvent the system to invade our lives. I was stalked because safeguards for government surveillance weren't inadequate. If this happened to me, it can happen to you. NSA surveillance to prevent terrorism is one thing, but how would you feel if someone in your local law enforcement agency had the same kind of access to your private cell phone, email, social media, and group locations? I was told by a local-level law enforcement officer that he and other officers are circumventing the safeguards and abusing equipment and surveillance privileges in their agencies for personal reasons and have nothing to do with professional investigations. This access is being used to stalk women, check on their wives, and gain information on personal enemies. It is unconstitutional, illegal, and will lead to a police state in this country. How do I know this is occurring? I know because I am a victim of police stalking. An other officer was foolish enough to reveal to me how he knew that how he knew what was in my text messages, the photos store in my cell phone, actual private conversation I had on my cell phone, and emails. I am sharing this today because the nation is in the midst of discovering just how much of our personal lives our federal government has access through data mining. How would you feel if you knew local and state law enforcement might have the same kind of access? Apparently, there are safeguards in place that are designed to prevent abuse of the system. However, wherever there are human beings, there is corruption, and if there is a way to circumvent the safeguards, the corruption will find it. And she goes on with her personal story, which is kind of long. But if you get a chance, go ahead and read it. It's in JenMorganMedia.com. And it's, you know, very frightening. But this mm-hmm. is exactly what's going on. You know, and we just have to get new people in there to say, hey, this has got to stop. We've got to go back to the Constitution.
Oh, absolutely, or at least some semblance of what the Constitution was meant to be, and
right.
Pride in America. Why are we
mm-hmm.
Why are we cowering to everybody? That's not America, you know. We're leaders. The American Revolution produced an industrial revolution. That's America. You know?
Yeah,
and they're trying to take us back to the Dark Ages, which is what they're doing. They're doing
yeah.
it. You know, you're going to bankrupt us. You're going to take us the way of, just look at cities like Detroit. You go through there, and it just looks like some third world country because of all the broken buildings and boarded up houses and things like that. And that's exactly where they're taking us, is back into the Dark Ages. Because you remember, Michelle says she wasn't proud of America until her husband was elected president. Well, why not? If you're an American, you should be proud to be an American.
Right.
And we just were having just kind of this interesting conversation at work today. They were talking about one of the doctors, and one of his nurses says, "Well, you're Mexican," and he got offended because he says, "No, he's a Latino," and they don't like to be called Mexican. You know, he was like Cuban American. But I just turned around and said, "You know what? We solved that by saying we're just all Americans, and we don't worry about, because you know, you get these doctors from what, Korea or China or wherever they're from, and you don't know for sure what culture they actually are, you know, and why should we care if they're Americans? We're all Americans." And that's my point. It's like, we shouldn't have to worry we're going to offend somebody because we call them by the wrong nationality, because our nationality is American. Not African American. It's not Asian American. It's not Latino American. It's not, you know, Mexican. It's American. Either you're American or you're not.
Right. And half these people that say they're African American, they've never been to Africa. So where does the Africa come from?
I know. Yeah.
Am I Irish American? No, I've never been to Ireland.
Yeah. Nope. And I'm not, you know, you're exactly right. It's like, you weren't born in Africa. So why are you bringing the African culture over here? You're an American. Your culture should be American, not African.
Right. Right.
I mean, really,
if you
want to go celebrate Africa, go to Africa. Go home. You know, you want to call that your home? Go.
Right. If you don't like the laws here, go. Get out.
Yeah.
Because Bing was at a meeting a couple of weeks ago where if you say Muslims and negative things about Muslims, it's a hate crime, and it was a bunch of propaganda, and it was supposed to be a local little thing, and they were going to have food and stuff afterwards so people can mingle. Well, it turned out to be a heck of a show over there, you know, when people stood up and were talking, you know, they were like, no, we're in America, basically, and they were fighting and arguing, saying, you know, our rights. And at one point, Bing had said somebody over there had said that they don't want to follow our laws. They don't want to follow our constitution. Well, if you don't want to follow our constitution, go back where you came from.
Yeah.
Because
if
we went to another country and said, well, I don't like that law, you need to change it because I don't like it. Really? They'd probably behead me. Or something.
Yeah. And
I
know. And I forgot what I was going to say. It was going to be along the same lines. I lost it. Hey, we have a caller. So let's see. This is probably Duke. Let's bring him in. Hey, Duke. How are you?
I'm fine, Brenda. And Barbara, how are you doing tonight, ladies?
Good, thank you, now that I have power back.
Oh, yeah, well, that's always a helpful thing. You know, I heard you moments ago talking about the idea that you're not an Italian-American, you're not an Irish-American, you're just an American. I agree with that 1,000%, and so does Teddy Roosevelt, who once said that there is no room in this country for hyphenated Americans. This is not a polyglot boarding house, and there is room for one flag and one language in this country.
Mm-hmm.
And Teddy Roosevelt was absolutely correct about that. I don't want this country to be balkanized. I don't believe in multiculturalism. I don't believe in multilingualism. And I certainly do not believe in the idea that the Mohammedans can come here and they can say that because of their religion, they're above our laws. on Dave Vance's new show last night, Inside Tennessee, his first night out of the box. He hit it out of the ballpark. One of his guests is with the Tennessee Action Council, and he was at the Manchester, Tennessee event to which you were alluding a moment ago. Mm-hmm. And he said the Muslim Brotherhood made a very big mistake by coming into my backyard. And I was so happy to hear somebody say that instead of these kind of weak people today who say, oh, we have to be tolerant of them. Yeah, that's great. They're not going to be tolerant of you. You know, it's pretty unbelievable, but I digress. Anyway, tomorrow night on Radio Free America at 7 o'clock Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, we will be recapping some of the different outrages that have come out of Washington, D.C. over the last several days. On Friday, I was with my friend Kevin Wade at the Faith and Freedom Coalition meeting in Washington, D.C., and I wanted to give people an update on that and kind of a description of what happened there. It was a wonderful time, a lot of great conservatives. As soon as I got out of our vehicle in pulling up, the first person that I saw standing there was Alan West. I had met him before at CPAC, and he remembered me. What a great guy. I saw Gary Bauer a moment later. Dan Bongino, who is going to be on your show, on this show, on Women Patriots, coming up pretty soon. I've known Dan off for a while, and I was happy to speak with him. It was just Donald Trump walked in. We were going to interview him, but he ducked out at the last minute. So did Reverend Pat Robertson. I've got both of them on videotape. You know, the Donald, his hair, you know what I'm talking about? His hair.
Yeah, I know all about
you know,
that.
It looks a certain way on TV, but it looks a certain way otherwise in person. So anyway, thanks for giving me the opportunity to come on and tell people, and you ladies have a great night. I hope to be speaking to everyone tomorrow night on Radio Free America, 7 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Central, on conservativenationradio.org, real conservatism for real conservatives. Ladies?
Absolutely.
All right, thank you.
Thanks, Duke, and everybody, be sure and tune in tomorrow night. Sounds like a good show. So, and we want to thank you if you turned in tonight to listen to us just kind of ramble, because that's all I got for you folks. <I'm> sorry.
Sometimes that's all we need, because we have a pretty booked up next couple of weeks.
Yeah.
So be sure to listen and tune in.
Yes, we have Hulda Publius on next
Publius
week.
Publius Hulda.
I can't even say it correctly, but she's going to be our guest to talk about the Fourth Amendment next week here on Women Patriots, so you'll want to be sure and tune in for that. She is a constitutional lawyer, very, very well-versed on the Constitution and the Federalist Papers, and we need more people like her. So she'll be tuning into our show next week, and we hope that you will also. So thank you again. Thanks, Duke. Have a great show tomorrow, and we're going to take it out with a song.
Good night, everyone. Thanks for listening.
good night, everyone. And thanks again for listening.
Night.